He popped another bite in his mouth, talking as he ate. Luke was mildly amused. Leia knew the etiquette of dozens of species and had done her best, along with Mara, to instill manners in the boy. And when it mattered, Luke knew that his son was capable of behaving impeccably in a formal situation. But right now, they were simply two bachelors eating dinner and talking, and formality had gone out the airlock, and Luke didn't mind one bit. He resisted an impulse to ruffle his son's red hair affectionately.
"No, they're ships,"
Ben swallowed, extended an arm, and tapped another key. The image of the Ang-Ti was replaced by that of their vessel.
"These things are really astral."
Luke took another spoonful of stew, looking at the miniature holographic vessel that turned slowly. Roughly ovoid, it resembled the beings who presumably built it, in that it, too, was covered with thick hull plates that bore similar designs to what the Ang-Ti sported on their bodies. Conical projections jutted seemingly at random from the hull. The whole thing struck Luke as organic in some fashion, and for a moment, he was uncomfortably reminded of the Yuuzhan Vong.
"It's huge,"
Ben said with a mouthful of stew, having already devoured the nerve steak. Luke remembered when he'd had an appetite like that, and marveled silently as Ben continued.
"They're called Sanhedrin ships, half the size of an Imperial-class Star Destroyer. The Ang-Ti have some kind of technology or force knowledge that enables the ships to appear out of nowhere. Literally just pop from one place to another. They use a variety of attack styles, the least pleasant of which is when they suddenly turn and smash your ship across their bow. The most benevolent is bathing your ship with some kind of ray that apparently distorts your perception of time. By the time you recover your wits, their ship is long gone."
Luke frowned, the bowl of stew forgotten for the moment. Distortion of time. I wonder, does it just stun the victim somehow, or does it really alter time? After all, these are the beings who developed the knowledge of flow walking. There could be a connection.
"Maybe. You gonna eat that?"
Luke shook his head, his eyes still on the miniature Ang-Ti. "Go ahead."
"Thanks."
Ben scraped what Luke had left of his stew into his own bowl and continued eating. "We know they are fiercely isolationist and xenophobic. What about their belief system?" Luke knew the answer to this, but wanted to see how far Ben had gotten in his research. To be fair, there had been a lot to dig through. Right now, though, they had nothing but time on their hands, and he wanted Ben to learn everything he could.
"It's a little odd-sounding. I think the term Sanhedrin means pilgrim, or maybe monk. I've run across the term Ang-Ti monks in various notes from eyewitness encounters. It seems as though the few ships and aliens that anyone's encountered are either the explorers among their people, or on a quest or pilgrimage or something. I don't think they, as a people, are casual spacefarers, not like humans are. So that raises the question, what are they looking for? And why?"
Ben paused for another quick bite, and Luke asked, "What's your conclusion from what you've learned?"
Talon Card actually ran across them once. Did you know that?"
Ben grinned as his father's blonde eyebrows lifted. "No. Silgal failed to mention that in her summary."
"Aha!"
Ben pointed his spoon at his father in a victorious gesture. "Son, that just supports my theory that research you do yourself is more useful than research someone else does for you. Continue, my young apprentice." Ben mock scowled.
"Card's report didn't say much, so we might want to contact him directly if we can. But what interests me is that he met the Ang-Ti through his former boss, Georges Cardass, who actually lived among the Ang-Ti. He was, it seemed, very ill, dying in fact, and Master Yoda sent him to go and ask the Ang-Ti for aid."
This much, at least, Silgal had included in her overview. She'd also included the complete document Cardass had written about his sojourn with the aliens. Luke fully intended to read that from start to finish himself.
"They healed him, but asked that he sort of be their chronicler, so he wrote down everything he learned about them, which is a lot."
"I have to say," said Luke, reaching for a sweet cake, despite his earlier claim that he was not interested, that strikes me as strange. Everything we know about the Ang-Ti says they are very intent upon maintaining their privacy. They'll attack and even kill to defend it. So why admit a human they've never met, one in dire need of a huge favor from them, no less, into their innermost circle? and then let him write about his experiences.
Well, if Yoda sent you someone and asked you to take care of him, wouldn't you do it?
Luke laughed at that. Yes, I would, as fast as I possibly could. But I'm a Jedi, and Yoda was a Jedi Master. That's a bit different.
We don't know what their personal relationship with Master Yoda was. Maybe it was just as close or even closer. Even if they're not Jedi, and it seems pretty clear by all accounts that they're not, they're Force users on an impressive scale. Who knows what kind of relationship they had with him?
You raise an excellent point.
Thanks. I wish I could have met him.
I wish you could have too, Luke said quietly. I wish I'd had more time with him myself. He was... Luke's voice trailed off. A silence fell, broken only by the sound of Ben's spoon scraping the bottom of the bowl. There were not really words sufficient to the task of describing the deceptively small, large-eared, green-skinned being as wise as he was wizened. He had opened Luke's eyes to so very much in the brief time Luke had been with him. Luke missed him. And his other teacher and friend, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ben, after whom his son was named. Obi-Wan had also been taken from Luke after too brief a time. That they were part of the Force now, he knew. He had seen them. Anakin Skywalker and Mara were with them, and one day he and Ben would both join them. But not today. Well, let's put it this way, he said. Anyone Yoda trusts enough to send a dying human to for help, I could learn to have warm, fuzzy feelings about. Continue with your theory about why they're going on these quests or pilgrimages.